I'm anchored, but help. Bible thought, I do believe. Help me to overcome my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Our teens love to anchor in a beautiful cove and then spend the afternoon diving off the back of the sailboat with their friends. My husband and I like to grill our dinner or take a long summer's nap while we rested safely at anchor. The boat rocked lazily. The water lapped gently as we leisurely enjoyed the day. A feeling of peace and comfort was pervasive. Being at anchor can be deceiving, however, and we might not be as safe as we feel. The anchor can get caught in debris, or it can become dislodged, allowing you to drift too near the rocky shoreline, and the lovely cove might not be deep enough for safe diving. There is certainly a measure of safety when our lives are anchored in Christ, but sometimes our anchors don't hold. We get caught in the debris of sin, or we drift away so slowly we aren't even aware we've moved until we crash on the rocks. The beauty and contentment we feel might mask the dangers in life's deep waters or of trials. Will our anchors hold? Not always. But when they don't, He is still walking on the water toward us, hand outstretched. We need only to put our hand in His. Lord, help us to anchor our lives in You. When we make foolish errors in judgment or drift away from You, help us remember that we only need to reach once again for the help so freely offered by Your love and grace. In Your name, Amen. Elaine Young McGuire, Lilburn, Georgia.